Welcome to the 2021-22 school year, and welcome back to This Week in High School Sports. We'll be with you every week from now until the end of March, getting you caught up on the biggest stories in the high school sports world. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. We start with football as Week 1 games kick off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. We're back to a 9-game regular season with the top 32 teams in each of the 8 divisions advancing to the MHSAA 11-player tournament. Playoffs start October 29th, and the MHSAA finals for 11-player are November 26th and 27th at Ford Field. The 8-player finals will be the week before, on November 19th or 20th, and that's 2 divisions with the top 16 advancing in each. Selection Sunday is October 24th, and playoff participants will be chosen by a strength of schedule playoff point system. This is the same point system used last year, but because of the pandemic, everyone made the playoffs a year ago. This year, we're back to the top 32 in each division for 11-player and top 16 for 8-player, and teams already know which division they are in. To find out your division or how points are calculated, go to MHSAA.com and click on football. MHSAA Executive Director Mark Ewell is excited to see the changes to the playoff format.
Football fans will notice the MHSAA playoffs will look a little bit different this fall. That's because the 6 wins and you're in playoff formula has been replaced by the strength of schedule. Schools for years have struggled finding opponents during the regular season, especially those programs that have had some success over the years. To get into the playoffs, it will be based strictly on playoff points, and schools will now see a benefit when scheduling tough opponents win or lose. This new approach will build excitement, and our schools will hope it will address the scheduling problems that have been a challenge for many years.
Football is just getting started, but some sports are already in action. Game balls this week go to Negaunee Girls Tennis. The Miners won the 2020 Upper Peninsula Division I Championship, and they opened the 2021 season with a win over West Iron County, the reigning UP Division II champs. Lily Nelson won her number one singles match, 6-1 and 6-love. Lansing Catholic Girls Golf. The Cougars shot a tourney best 354 in winning the Hanover Horton Invitational. Amanda Melling led the way for Lansing Catholic, firing a 77 at Cascades Golf Course. And to the Ann Arbor Pioneer Girls Swim Team, last year's MHSAA champs opened the new year with a convincing win at the Huron Relays.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
This season, MHSAA officials will return to the fields, courts, and mats under some different conditions than in the past 18 months. Other than a few select instances, all MHSAA protocols, procedures, and playing rules have returned to what they were pre-COVID. This means that football team boxes will return to the area between the 25-yard lines, traditional ball handling and other officials' mechanics will return in all sports, and post-game handshakes will be permitted as each school sees fit. Of course, individual schools may retain certain precautionary measures, and officials are always permitted to use personal medical protective equipment. Additionally, there will be some rule modifications that were adopted during the pandemic that will likely be kept as part of the normal playing rules for moving forward. The one that stands out for the upcoming fall season is that in volleyball, teams will not switch benches or sides of the net unless a referee determines that a team is at a disadvantage due to the layout of facilities and obstructions.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.